You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A homicide charge has been filed against a Racine man after police say he fled officers and caused a crash that killed Daniel Brown on April 19th. That crash happened just a couple of blocks from Radio Park. Adonis Martin was wanted for tampering with a GPS monitor. He faces decades in prison if convicted of the crash. No one was injured in a Racine house fire Monday night, but officials say there were no working smoke alarms in the Floyd Drive home. Everyone was able to get out safely, though the first floor suffered significant damage. Investigators say the cause was careless smoking. A regional event to prevent targeted violence is being held tonight at the main project on State Street in Racine. The gathering gets going at about 5:30, and it's part of what's called the Uniting to Prevent Targeted Violence in Southeast Wisconsin. It'll bring together people from five counties. You can learn more about the goals of that effort online today at RacineCountyEye.com. Three peregrine falcon chicks have hatched atop the Racine County Courthouse, and officials are inviting the public to help name them. You can watch the falcon family live on the county's Nest Cam via the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's down! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its third game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up 4 early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up, and then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the seventh inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, you look at their names in their lineup, they're very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit. He's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Partly cloudy. We'll get to 61 for a high today. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezier and cooler with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.